Thank the Lord for the beautiful weather, wonderful sunshine that God blessed us with today. Amen. Another day to give Him praise. Praise God. Second Kings chapter 2, very familiar story here, and where Elijah is taken up into heaven from Elisha. And I'm not going to read the whole story. They begin to pass on together and go together, and they go from Gilgal to Bethel and to Jericho and then to Jordan. And the Bible says in verse number 8, Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. They were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. Verse 9, it came to pass when they were gone over, Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. It came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Verse 13, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Can you say amen? Would you just stretch your hand this way, ask the Lord to anoint us? Thank you for your presence we feel here, Lord. We have so much to thank you for this morning. Pray, God, as we're in this service, that you will touch us and anoint us in a special way. God, help us to preach your word today, and we give you glory for it, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Is what I would like to preach on this morning. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? The Bible says that Elijah was taken from Elisha. He was taken from him. And the Bible says that he saw him no more. If you read on, there was 50 men, the sons of the prophets. Basically, just 50 men in a Bible school. I guess you would, the best way for us to understand it, men that had dedicated themselves to the Lord and the study of God's Word and to seeking God in this time here. And they was watching what had taken place. And if you go on, They came to Elisha and said, hey, we'll go and look for him. Elisha said, don't go, look for him. And they urged him until he was ashamed, and he said, go. And they went and looked 3 days, and they came back and said, we didn't find him. He said, I told you, don't go. Elisha didn't say, where is Elijah? He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. We may lose people, or we may lose, amen, individuals in our life, or there may be a change in our life, but God is the same. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews chapter 13. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Elisha said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. And that's what we need in this hour. Amen. I would like to have, amen, different ones, you know, their influence and Elijah's influence on the nation of Israel and God's people. is far more than we could probably ever comprehend. And he was gone now, and Elisha has this great task of carrying on, amen, the vision. As a matter of fact, God told Elijah to anoint Jehu. Elijah didn't anoint Jehu. Elisha anointed Jehu. God told Elijah, said, you're going to anoint Hazael. Elijah did not anoint him. Elisha anointed him. And he had to carry that on. And the Bible said that in that same time, he said, you will anoint Jehu and you'll anoint Hazael. And maybe there was one more, but he said, and then last of all, he said, you'll anoint Elisha in your stead. And Elijah went and found Elisha. Praise God. I'm glad that God's work still can go on. And so this morning, in our scripture text, he smites the waters and he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And that's what he wanted to find. And I believe that we can find the same God, amen, of our forefathers, of our parents, our grandparents. Amen. America has a great history of a move of God in our land, Pentecost. You know, right here in the United States, the move of God in churches, in people's lives, the anointing of God, the power of prayer, amen, the power of God, the power of healing, the healing power of God, the miracle-working power of God, amen. And we stand by the river this morning, and we might say, where is the Lord God at? Where is the Lord God at? Of Elijah. That's what he said. Where is God at? Where's the Lord God at? Amen. The God of Elijah, where is he at? And that's what I want to preach about this morning, if the Lord would help me. Where is he at? First off, the Bible said he took up the mantle of Elijah. And I would like to preach that the Lord God, amen, is in that picking up and that courage to pick up, amen, and do the job that we've got to do. Elisha, you've got a job to do. Amen. Pick up the mantle. It can't just lay there. Amen. We've got to pick up and go on for God. We've got a job to do. You know, many of us maybe, you know, raised in church or maybe not, whatever, but you know, God has a work for every one of us to do. And we might look around and say, man, God used this one and God used that one and God blessed this one and God blessed that one. Where is the Lord God of, you know, Elijah, whoever? I'll tell you where he's at. He's in that mantle. You've just got to have the courage to pick it up. Amen. He's right there. He's right where he always is and was. The Bible said he was and is to come. Amen. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's just waiting on somebody to pick up the mantle. The courage that he had to have. And I believe that God wants to give us courage. I believe the Lord wants to give us courage like Caleb had. You can't even talk about courage or preach about courage from the Bible without thinking about Caleb. Amen. Caleb and Joshua said, we're well able to go. And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that was alive when the spies went and spied out the land. And then the children of Israel crossed over. Amen. Jordan. And the Bible says that Caleb was the 80 years old. Hallelujah. And he said, give me this mountain. Praise God. I'm well able. The sons of Anak was there. Those giants was there. And Caleb and his men drove them out. Praise God. He had courage. And I believe that God wants to give us courage. You know, the devil will try to steal our courage. The enemy will try to make us weak-hearted and say, there's no way that you can get this done. There's no way that you can pray this through. There's no way that you can see God move the way he used to move. Now, I know that there's great testimonies and great miracles that we've seen, but I believe that God is still able to move in the real way. Amen. I believe that God is still able to move in a genuine, amen, thing of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The Bible said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. He said, Zerubbabel, what is that mountain in front of you? It shall become a plain. I know this was in literal terms, a huge task or burden or however you want to put it in whatever term you want to put it that Elisha had. Elijah is now gone and he has to face. Amen. He has a ministry to carry on. Amen. And the first words that he says, amen, after he cried out, my father, amen, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, the first thing he said was, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I want to preach to you this morning, he's in the courage. Amen. God's in the courage in our heart. Amen. The Bible said that when David had lost, amen, everything, that he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. We got to pick up that mantle by courage. Amen. And stand in the face of the enemy and stand before the task that is before us and not be afraid through courage. The Bible says that Jonathan in 1 Samuel chapter number 14, that Jonathan and his armor bearer, the Philistines had come against the people of God. And Jonathan and his armor bearer, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, will you go with me? He said, whatever you want to do, I'll go. Amen. Wherever you go, I'll go. Amen. And so they went down and Jonathan told his armor bearer, amen. He said, let's go. He said, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Courage. God help us to have courageous people that ain't afraid to stand for what's right, that ain't afraid to stand for the truth. Amen. The Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar, we know the story, the children could tell us the story from Sunday school. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'll give you another chance, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. If you hear this music to play, I'll give you another chance. But if you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you in that burning fiery furnace. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know what they said. They said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter, O king. Amen. Be it known unto thee that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing you've got to know, amen, that we will not serve thy gods. Hallelujah. I know that there may be many ways. The song said there are many paths through this world of sin, but there's only one I shall travel in. 'Tis the old crossroad and the way called straight, because there's just one way to the pearly gates. O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Courage. You think about them little boys, them young men, the courage that they had to stand before this king. He wasn't just, amen, an ordinary man. He ruled probably what was all of the known world at that time. And he had great authority. And they stood directly before him. And he addressed them directly and said, amen, if you don't bow down to this golden image that I have set up, I'm going to throw you in this fire. Amen. They said, you can throw us in the fire, but we're not going to burn. I'm telling you, amen, the God of Elijah. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of our fathers? Where is the God of mama? Where's the God of my, amen, ancestors? Or where's the God that I've heard about? Amen. Where is he? He smote that. He grabbed that. Amen. That mantle in his hand and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? I want to tell you something. We know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. He showed up in the fire. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that God was with them long before they got in the furnace. Hallelujah. He was with them when everybody else was bowing and they were standing. Hallelujah. You may say, where is God at? I'll tell you where he's at. He's right there beside you when you stand in courage. Amen. You feel like the whole world has turned his back on you. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, no man stood with me. He said, nevertheless, the Lord stood by me. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's a very familiar story. And they was in the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar looked in and said, amen, I see four men loose and walking around. And you know, we've sang about it. We've shouted about it. Amen. We've preached about it. We've taught Sunday school about it. But you know, that one song said, I asked mama, amen, many years ago, said, I asked mama, said, amen, three went in and three came out. Then where'd that fourth man go? And that song said, y'all know that song said, I never will forget it, while she danced across the floor. And these are the words I heard her say while she shouted through the door, hallelujah. He's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flames, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. Amen. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is God at? Shadrach, I'm getting a little scared. Oh no. Amen. Where's he at? Have the courage. I want you to know today that I feel like the Lord would have me preach to you. Amen. You may say, where's God at? I'll tell you exactly where he's at. He's in the courage in your heart. Amen. He'll stand up for his people. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. God is so holy that he can't even lie. Amen. I heard somebody say the other day, amen, that God has so much truth that if he tried to tell a lie, it would become truth while he said it. Amen. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but the Bible said God cannot lie. Amen. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. If you're not close to God, or if I'm not close to God. I read a church sign that said, are you far from God? Guess who moved? God help us today. Amen. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He's in the courage, Elisha, to pick up that mantle. Amen. He's right there with you. He's right there when you picked it up. Amen. I know he showed up when the waters went across, went back. Amen. But God was right there with him. Yes, Elijah was gone, but God was not gone. Amen. And I'm telling you, we may have lost this one or that one or everything. People may have died. Amen. Saints of God may have went on. Amen. People may have turned back. But God is the same, and he is still with his people, and he has not left us. Hallelujah. You know what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found out that the Lord was in the fire. But I want to tell you, we know the whole story. The Lord was there a long time before the fire. Amen. Because if God ain't with you, you can't take a stand like that. Amen. The Bible said it's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. God has to direct us. God has to give us the courage. God has to give it to us. He was with them. Amen. Before they ever got in the fire. But I want you to know God will show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart and mind is perfect toward him. We're not careful to answer thee, O King. We will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. I believe that God wants a people still today that is willing to suffer rather than turn back. Amen. Willing to face it all instead of turn back. The Bible says, amen, he was bruised, amen, for our iniquities. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Amen. All that Jesus went through so we could be saved. All that the Lord went through that we could be saved. And I'm telling you, there is no suffering in this world that is worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's nothing we can go through in this earth that is even compared to the glory of heaven. Amen. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face and all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Amen, Elisha, he's right there in the courage in your heart. Amen, to face the challenges that you've got to face. Go ahead and pick up that mantle, Elisha. Go ahead and pick it up, because God's in the courage. Amen. No, he's not in the mantle. Amen. But he's in the courage to pick up the mantle. I want you to know something today. God's not in the oil that we anoint with. Amen. But he's in the faith. Amen. In God's word. Amen. The Bible said, and many men sick among you. Amen. Call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Courage. And also want to go on to faith. The Bible said that he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Not only is he in the courage, but he's in the faith to smite the waters. Hallelujah. God, give us faith today. Can we just stretch a hand up toward the Lord and ask the Lord to increase our faith? Lord, increase my faith. Help me to believe you, Lord. Help me, God, to believe that you're going to move. Help me, Lord, to truly believe you, God. Hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Elisha, he's in the faith that's in your heart where you're standing by that river. Amen. You see this young man who God had never used one time up to this point. Amen. All he's done, amen, has been a servant to Elijah. Amen. All he's done is followed him around. Amen. He ain't never, you know, preached some great message. He hasn't at this point, amen, poured the meal into that cursed pot and seen God take the, amen, the poison out of it. He had not yet prayed for that Shunammite woman's son, amen, and God raised him from the dead. He had not yet prayed for that woman who was old, amen, so she could have a child. He had not yet, amen, told Naaman to go down and dip in the muddy Jordan. Amen, and your skin will be just like a baby's. He hadn't done any of that yet. Amen, all he's done is have the courage to pick up the mantle. And now he stands by the river. And he says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen, I wish I could tell him. Amen, but he already knows now. Amen, so I come to tell you today, the Lord God of Elijah is in the face in our hearts, amen, to go ahead and smite the water. Amen. That's where the God of Elijah is. He's not in the mantle. Amen. He's in the face. Amen. That's behind the mantle. That's behind the hand. Amen. That's in the man of this young man who has never yet seen God do it yet. Brand new. He's a young man. All he's done is had the courage to pick it up. And he stands there and he says, where is God? And he smites the waters. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you where he's at. He's in the faith to go ahead and smite that water. That's where God's at. He's in the faith to go ahead and pray that prayer. He's in the faith to go ahead and start that fast. He's in the faith to go ahead and take that stand. He's in the faith to go ahead and smite that water. That's where God's at. Amen. Smite that water, Elisha. Amen. You'll see that God's where he's always been. Amen. He sits on the throne in heaven. And the earth is just his footstool. Amen. And the nations, all the nations are like a drop in the bucket under him. Amen. And he's the healer. And he's the deliverer. And he's the savior. And he's the one that can turn it around. The Bible said in John chapter 6, and I'm hurrying to a close. And in verse number 28, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Come on now, church. They never seen a man like this man. They said that in the Bible, said, never spake a man like this man. Hallelujah. He stepped his foot on the shore, and the demons cried out and said, leave us alone. He touched the casket. Amen. And the dead came alive. Amen. He rubbed clay in the blind eye and said, wash it. And they came back seeing.
Hallelujah. He spoke and said, according to your faith be it unto you. Amen. And God was moving. Hallelujah. The lame was getting up. Amen. The blind was seeing. The dead was raising. Amen. The lunatics was coming back to their right mind. And they said, oh, what can we do that we might do the works of God? Amen. It's like they're standing by the river like Elisha. And they've got a mantle in their hand. You know what Jesus said? Amen. Go down and take a bunch of college classes.
Y'all with me this morning?
What can we do that we might do the works of God? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I tell you what you got to do. You got to fast 40 days. Amen.
Y'all, come on now.
What can we do? Never met a man like this man. Hallelujah. Who held the little babies in his hands and blessed them. Amen. Who loved the children. Amen. And cared for the sinners. Amen. And cared for the lost. Amen. And took time. Amen. For the beggar. Amen. And raised up those that was lowly. Amen. And saved the tax collector. Amen. And helped the harlot. Amen. And turned her life around. And cast 7 devils out of Mary Magdalene. I'm talking about Jesus. They said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? I'm preaching this morning on where is the Lord God of Elijah? He's in the faith in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Hallelujah.
What can we do the works of God? Believe.
Believe. Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord, to believe.
Help us, Lord. Amen. Faith. The Bible said, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Tell the devil he's a liar when he says your prayers ain't doing no good. Tell the devil he's a liar when he said things are getting worse instead of better. Amen. Tell the devil he's a liar, because God's word said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And God will reward his people. And God will hear our prayers. And God will move in the midnight hour. And God is on the throne and he's able.
Back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Standing there with courage. But what about faith? The Bible says, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter, O King.
The God that we serve is able. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something right now. Those boys had faith. And they looked square in that king's eyes and said, the God we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Woo! Hallelujah. The God that we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Wait a minute. It ain't never happened before. I know it's never happened before, devil. But God said he'd do a new thing. Amen. And I know that God is able.
And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King.
Woo! Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I know that they didn't say this, but it's just like they said. If we die, we're just going to heaven anyways.
I heard about a missionary, amen, who was in a foreign land, and they threatened to kill him, and they caught him. They was going to kill him, or they told him they was going to kill him.
He said, you can't threaten me with heaven.
Hallelujah! Those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Amen. Standing there all alone. Wait a minute. Was they really all alone? Amen. Is he in the fire? He's not in the fire yet. He's standing right here beside them. Amen. He's breathing on them. He's stirring their hearts with faith. And he's saying, boys, amen, if that fire kills you, don't worry about it. Amen. Don't fear man who can kill the body, but fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. It's better to serve God and suffer, amen, and maybe even die than it is to live for the devil and go to hell. Faith. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He's in that faith in your heart, Elisha. That's where he's at. Glory to God. You know what the Apostle Paul said when he came to those heathen people on Mars Hill? He found all those idol altars. All those, they had an altar to everything. The Bible said that those people were superstitious people. And they all that they wanted to do was hear or see some new thing. That's all they wanted. Now I want to tell you something. You got to be careful about chasing new stuff. Because the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. I remember a preacher, I may have told y'all, he said, nobody's ever preached this. Nobody. I'm convinced nobody's ever preached it. Now, I remember an old preacher got, I may have told y'all, old preacher got up before, after him, he said, I was preaching that when you was in diapers. There's nothing new under the sun. Even world history repeats itself. Styles, you know, he's talking about style. I said, well, just, you know, I'm not in style, but all I got to do is just wait a little while and I'll be in style. It'll come back around. I used to be in style, you know. Even styles, they'll go through a phase and it'll come back around. Come back around. Help us, Lord. Faith. They said they was chasing something new. And the Bible said that he found an altar to the unknown God. And Paul stood right there and set up a pulpit and put up his microphones. Amen. And got his guitar out of the case. No, that's what we would have done, but that's what he did. Amen. In so many words, he stood right here and said, hey, we're going to have a little street service. My God, help us. Amen. And he started preaching and he said, you see this unknown God? He said, he created the heavens. Hallelujah. He said, you see this altar who you are worshiping this God ignorantly? Said he created the dirt and the earth, and he created everything that's in them. And he said, not only that, but he made us. And he said, it's in him that we move and breathe and have our being. And he said, I want to tell you one more thing. He's not far from any one of us. If happily we would just feel after him. Amen, Elisha. He's right beside you. Go ahead and smite the waters in faith. Go ahead and take that leap of faith, because God is so near that if you reach out, you can touch him. Somebody wrote the song and said, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Sing it. Your need. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? Huh? Reach out and touch the Lord
as he goes by. Help me sing it. Oh, reach out. Sing it, church. Touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Cry. He's passing by this moment. Sing it. Your need. Lift up your voice to supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. Sing it. As he one more time goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Goes by. Where is the Lord God? You'll find he's not too busy. Where's God at? Hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out. Hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? As he goes by. Hallelujah. Reach your hand up toward heaven this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God who moved and sent revival? Where is the Lord God who answered prayer? I'll tell you, he's right by you.
Oh, he's with us. To supply, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord.
Sinner friend, this morning I'd like to pray with you. You need the Lord to help you. I'd like to pray with you. Hallelujah. You need the Lord to touch you. I'd like to pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. If the church could stand this morning in the presence of the Lord, I'd like to pray with you this morning. You need the Lord to help you. You need the Lord to touch you. Hallelujah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? I want to invite you to come. Invite you to come for prayer this morning. I love you. I love you, Lord.